Book banning is overall harmful in the sense that it shelters generations from important real-world issues. Although book banning can be argued both ways, with many people saying,
"It's not censorship, it's parenting."
Which is a valid argument if, for say, you're parenting everyone's kids in the entire United States. The reason that this is not a valid argument for banning books is exactly that. You are not parenting the entire population. For example, you're going to the library to check out a book on the Holocaust. You arrive at the library and immediately enter the nonfiction section to see that all books have been banned because someone felt that it was better off for everyone without the details of that horrific event, because it is hard to read. When asked, "Censorship cannot be allowed in America," had this to say.
"I am an author of many books that tackle real-life issues such as substance abuse and family issues. Yes, I understand. These issues are hard to talk about, and honestly, they are hard for me to write about, but it is important that there are opportunities to be exposed to this. If you don't like the content in the book, don't read it. If you don't want your child to read the book, take it away. But you do not have the right to decide appropriateness for everyone."
Exactly. What gives one person the right to decide what everyone can and cannot read? It is censorship, which is a crime. If we keep banning books, controlling what people can and cannot read, it will eventually lead to a society where everything is controlled, such as North Korea.
In addition to this, with more books being banned, authors are starting to protest. As I stated in Censorship Cannot Be Allowed in America, many authors did not show up for a festival, leaving many fans disappointed. Protests are the only way to ensure that censorship is no longer an issue in America.